1077 Today FM. I'm Kate, and it is a pleasure to have Colin Field and Megan Smith-Harris in the studio for Stratford Film Festival. This month in June, our film for the monthly screening is We Lend a Hand. So, Colin, you're the director of We Lend a Hand. Can you give us a little synopsis about what We Lend a Hand is all about?
We Lend a Hand is a story that most people don't know about, and it happened all around us here in Ontario during the Second World War. Roughly 40,000 young women volunteered to work on farms when the young men went off to war, and there was no labor left to do the agricultural work. Mm-hmm. So they were able to volunteer if their marks were good, and they went to, a lot of them came from the north in the cities, but they came from all over and worked in a lot of the Niagara region, some around this area, where the work was needed, and they worked really hard. Everybody thought it was sort of a joke that they were going to be doing men's work.
Oh, really?
And they didn't even think that they would be capable of it. They'd never done any kind of farming, most of them before, and they succeeded so much that the program kept going for several years until 1952 after the war ended.
Wow.
And so it tells the story, and the way that I tell it is through the voices of 20 women who participated. They're now in their late 90s, some are over 100, and I interviewed them over the past 2 years in across Ontario, and then I took some of them back to their farms. There's some young women from Huron County who dressed up as farmerettes, and they're doing reenactments in the orchards.
Oh.
I found amazing archival footage at the National Film Board, buried in a vault for 80 years, mislabeled. They didn't even know they had it.
Wow.
So there's all kinds of great moments in the film. And for younger people who may not be as familiar with the war, I've included graphics and animations to show the context of what was happening in Europe and how they were so desperate for food, because this is really an agricultural story about food.
Yes.
It's about the war, and it's about young women, and given the opportunity, what they're able to accomplish. So it's a really a feel-good story and a coming-of-age story. So it's a lot of things.
Amazing. Yeah. Young women saving agriculture and feeding their communities.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. And so you were inspired by a book by Bonnie Sitter, Onion Skins and Peach Fuzz.
Correct, yeah. Bonnie, she's the co-author. Shirley Ann English is a woman who lives in London, and she, some people may be familiar with her name. She was a journalist for the London Free Press for many years.
Awesome.
When she retired, she wanted to write a book or something, a more substantial article, do something different. And she thought, I was a farmerette in 1952. It was the best summer of my life. And so she put an ad in newspapers across Ontario, and she got 300 responses back in the mid-90s.
Wow.
And one thing led to another, and she never did anything with it. And fast forward, Bonnie Sitter lives near Thedford, and she found a small photograph that had these young women sitting on the side of a car looking like, you know, like they were working, but her late husband, it was from his family's farm, they didn't have sisters. Like, who are these women?
Right.
And she turned it over, and it said Farmerettes, 1946. And she's such a curious, passionate woman. She's like, what is this? Instead of throwing it away. So one thing led to another, and she and Shirley Ann collaborated on this book. I was inspired by that book, and the stories of these women included some of those letters. And I thought, if I don't know this story, I bet other people don't. And that's when our partnership began. And so Bonnie, you know, is the vehicle for me telling the story through her eyes, that the audience gets to learn about the farmerettes.
Very cool. So Megan Smith-Harris is also here. So Megan, putting this on with Stratford Film Festival at the City Hall Auditorium, June 14th.
Yeah.
And we have some special guests coming as well.
Well, we do. We have Colin, Colin Field, the director and producer. We also have Bonnie Sitter, who we've just been discussing. And we have Kelly McIntosh from the Stratford Perth Museum, who's going to help set the scene about what the war was like during those years in Ontario neighborhood. And Senator Robert Black is going to introduce both films. He was a strong advocate for agriculture and for the farmerettes, and helped to get the commemorative stamp of the farmerettes created, which was released in November of 2024.
Wow.
We're going to have some farmerettes there.
Amazing.
And they're coming with their families, and we're going to have a lemonade and cookie social as well. And I've already got the Czech tablecloths. It's going to just be a really fun celebration of all these women. There were 40,000 of them over that time period who contributed their skills and services. And so it's going to be a celebration of the Farmerettes, past and present, and also of Colin's debut feature film and Bonnie's book.
Fabulous. So that's June 14th. We have two screenings.
There are two screenings. There's one at 4 p.m. that is selling fast. So if you want to come to the 4 p.m. screening, you should get your tickets soon. There's also the 7 p.m. is selling pretty at a pretty fair clip. And we do tend to sell out. So you should book them in advance, reserve in advance. Tickets can be purchased online at stratfordfilmfestival.com. We do reserve a few at the door. Just in case, because we don't like to disappoint anyone, but I would strongly suggest that you reserve your tickets in advance. StratfordFilmFestival.com under upcoming events.
Perfect. Well, I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be great. Thank you so much, Colin and Megan, and we'll see you on June 14th at City Hall.
Thanks,
awesome.
Kate.
Thanks for the opportunity.